Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Up, everybody. That was my goat line.
Are you the goat? You're the goat of dentistry.
I'm far from it. Are you kidding me? Far from it. So listen, this week we want to talk about kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. And this particular week, I would say was pretty close to probably the ideal week that I would like to have. And yes, I would love this week to be every week, but I don't think that's a reality. But the fact that we can get 1 week a month or 1 week like this is pretty close. And I think it's the end game of understanding priority scheduling and priority block scheduling. That's my take on block scheduling. So that's what we shall do. And again, Meredith is out of town. So while the PR is out of town, the kids shall play. So I've got Michelle, who still refuses to come on the show physically, you know, but she has a face for radio.
Right, exactly. So, I'm going to pretend to be PR this week.
Well, since HR always rules, and if you're PR, we are in trouble.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm going to let you lead me along, Michelle.
All right, so you said that this was a great week.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't think of it that way until you reminded me of it.
Right. So I had the pleasure of shadowing you in the office this week, and it dawned on me. I mean, I've been with you for 3+ years. It dawned on me that this, what you did this week, the procedures you did and how your schedule was laid out is really what you have been working towards and what you're trying to teach other people to do with priority scheduling. And so when I mentioned it to you, you kind of looked at me like, no, this week was, you know, busy or you were tired or, you know, whatever it may be. But when we finally really sat down and looked at the schedule, what you did this week is, this is what we've been trying to work on for the last 3 years. So share what you did this week.
Yeah, so today is Friday. We're recording this podcast in the studio on Friday because Meredith's out of town. And we have to do something.
So you're stuck with the D squad, a.k.a. me.
the radio face squad. And just so you know, everybody, Michelle is not a radio face.
Depends on the day.
she's a lot of things, but that's not true. So Monday, I saw one patient. I went in at 3 o'clock to see my one patient, and I took a final impression for a hybrid case that we had done maybe 6 months ago. I don't know exactly how long ago it was. You know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, we had placed a hybrid and did the conversion, and I saw him for follow-up, and now he's here, and we're ready to take our impression. So we have our semi-digital protocol for our hybrid impressions, and literally that's what I spent 45 minutes doing. And then I kind of hung out with people, talked to people, and then left. So that was Monday. But Monday morning, I was able to work on some 3D dentist stuff, some nonprofit stuff that I'm doing that we'll talk about at some point in time. So I was able to get that done.
And then I showed up to the office and did that. And so that was great. That was my Monday. No
it's a
production.
Really good Monday.
But there's no production.
Right.
You know, no realized production because we haven't delivered anything. Yeah. But it was a perfect Monday. Mm-hmm. And the office was open without me there. We had two dentists working. Mm-hmm. The hygienists were working. Everything, you know, for the most part was running pretty smoothly.
And no one asked you for a hygiene check while you were there. No. Or at least not during that appointment.
No, nobody asked me for a mm-hmm. hygiene check. So that was Monday. Tuesday, I don't remember how many patients I have. Do you? I think maybe I had three patients.
Three sounds about right.
I did an implant impression on Tuesday morning. I placed a couple of implants on Tuesday morning and late morning and early afternoon. And then I delivered a set of porcelain restorations mm-hmm. From number 5 through 12 or whatever. I think it's 5 through 11 because 12 is missing on a patient. So that was my Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And my Tuesday. So three patients, all great work. Mm-hmm. You know, or I shouldn't say great work. All work I want to do more of. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday was probably the epitome of the week. We did two general anesthesia cases. So we mm-hmm. had the anesthesiologist come in and we did two hybrids, two lower arches, mm-hmm. a lower arch on a nice young lady and then a lower arch on a nice middle-aged man. Mm-hmm. And so we did one case in the morning, one case in the afternoon, all under general anesthesia.
How was that? That's a big deal. That's your first time doing two different hybrid cases in
a day. Yeah, that's, you know, I've done double arch in a day. Right. I remember the first time I did a hybrid, I was like, I'm done. I was so I was actually physically tired and more mentally mm-hmm. tired than anything else. My first double arch case, I never thought I could do it. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of get in the groove and you do it. And a double arch was mentally difficult for mm-hmm. me. And so I expected these two lowers to be, I was worried that I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And what I found was that it was easier than I anticipated, maybe because the cases went well without, you know, a lot of trouble. But there was a nice little break in between mm-hmm. and it went better than I anticipated. So much so that I think now we'll probably always schedule two hybrids on a mm-hmm. single day, a morning case and then an afternoon mm-hmm. case. And I think the next goal is to do three arches in a day. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
I noticed the assistants had a better flow for the second one.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that when you only do it once a month or mm-hmm. every couple of weeks, you're not rusty with it, but it takes a second to get back into the rhythm of it. So they were on it for that second case.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, again, right tools, mm-hmm. you know, we had, you know, for me, everything's about having the stuff we need.
Absolutely.
You know, the right, we made some implant changes. Mm-hmm. We had all the implants, you know, the rep was there. My anesthesiologist was there. My two assistants were there. We had our surgical kits. We had our implant kits. We had backup. We had, you know, all the lab work, mm-hmm. everything, you know, we prepared to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so we made that happen. And then Thursday, I had a me day. Mm-hmm. And so I took my wife went out of town, and since I'm now trophy husband, I got to tell a funny story about the trophy husband. Remind me to tell you about that. So Thursday I dropped the kids to school. I didn't shower before I went, and it's very unusual for me to leave house without showering. So I came home, and then I ended up getting on the computer doing some work. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to redo the 3D dentist website, and so I spent a couple of hours on that. Then I had some phone calls I needed to do. Actually, I did an implant planning case with mm-hmm. the lab on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then I went and picked up the. Then I met with Solomon to talk to him about some stuff for mm-hmm. Mona, and then I went and picked up the kids. And then I took the kids to. I took Abby to football practice. I took a nap. I take my afternoon nap from
that is your favorite
from 4 to 5:30.
This really was the perfect week.
It was. It's pretty close. I took my nap from about 4:15 to 5:30, and then I took Abby to football practice, mm-hmm. and then I took Arya and Yash to play tennis with each other.
Did you play with them?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I watched them.
Did you let them win?
No. No. I don't know. No. No. And then we went and picked up the kids, and we got Papa John's, and
oh, wow.
then came home and watched a little bit of TV and then went to bed. And then today, I dropped the kids to school. Today's Friday. I dropped the kids to school. I went to the office. I've got all the guides for the digital implant program I got to put together for next week. So I got that done. I had to do a couple of wax-ups for some veneer cases the week after next. So I went ahead and got those done. So they were, you know, off my plate. And then I came here and met with you.
Wow. Yeah. Ending the week on such a great note.
Well, and then, you know, after I'm done with this, at 2 o'clock today, I have another implant plan with the lab to do.
And you pick up the kids.
And then I pick up the kids, and then maybe we'll go do something with the kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should take them to the pumpkin patch.
What is that?
A pumpkin patch?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like out in the field at a farm, and you can, like, pick a pumpkin.
And what are we going to do with the pumpkin?
You put it on, like, the front porch.
Can I just go to the grocery store and get that?
You could, but I would really just love to see all four of you at a pumpkin patch.
So we'll pass on that. I can just go to Whole Foods or whatever and get a pumpkin. I bet you I can Instacart a pumpkin to the house.
You probably could.
So anyway, I think...
Back on track.
I want to make... I joke. I mean... Oh, the other thing I introduced at DS World that we didn't talk about on that episode was... I introduced the concept of me being a trophy husband. Because my wife's business.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I talk about being a trophy husband. And, you know, I joke about that in our classes. But anyway, I was talking to Jenny Apepkin on yesterday about some things on the phone. And I think she really thought I was becoming a trophy husband. And she goes, like, so how much are you working nowadays? I'm like...
A lot.
Well, I'm in the office 3 days a week, and then I do 3D dentists 2 to 3 days a week. She goes, then how are you a trophy husband? I go... I'm just a trophy husband.
Have you seen me?
I mean, I live the resort lifestyle. I mean, are you kidding me?
I take naps in the afternoon
so
sometimes.
She said, well, that is not the definition of a trophy husband. I go, well, I cook. I don't clean. I cook now. And she goes, well, that's not the definition of a trophy husband. I go, okay, well. So I want my listeners to know I call myself a trophy husband, but apparently I'm not really a trophy husband.
You're an aspiring trophy husband.
I'm not even sure that I could actually not work.
No. You always have some project going on.
But some people have projects that are useless. Like, I'm legitimately always trying to build a business.
You are.
Yeah, so that's my project.
Your wheels are always turning.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. So that was my... I was like, God, people are going to think I'm actually lazy or like I'm really a trophy husband.
I don't think people think that. And plus, they've seen your cooking, so they know that's
not my cooking is pretty darn... My fajitas and hibachi has been unbelievable.
It's getting better.
I've been watching YouTube videos on how to use flat top grills.
Okay? Oh, good. You learned that from the millennials, how to watch YouTube before you do something.
It's funny about that. Yash, yesterday, I go, Yash, I don't understand why you watch YouTube. He goes, YouTube's better than going to school. I actually learned something there. I'm like, oh, my God, why am I paying tuition for all of this? But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So it's been a good week, and I think the question is how do you get there?
Right. Or why don't you have more of these?
Well, we want more of those.
Right.
You know, the first step to having every week be like this is to have a week be like this. And then, you know, but part of it is also you got to attract the cases, right? And the truth is I'm not attracting enough cases to make every week like this. But the beauty of what we've done is that if we were attracting enough cases, this is literally what my every week would be like. Because we've created a template or a framework for that to happen. And that comes from team members that can triage the cases because I'm not always there when we do consults. Just yesterday, actually, Megan, you'll be proud of me. Megan called me and says, I have a hybrid consult here. Do you think you could run over? And I said, no. I said, you can have the patient come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
I was a little scared. I was like, maybe I should go do it. I mean, it's a hybrid patient. Right?
You probably hung up and just sat there for a second.
I was like, maybe I should go. Maybe I shouldn't.
But
I said
you
no.
have the you know that she'll be able to triage it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got the scans, we got the X-rays. I actually already looked at everything.
Sure. You probably could from home.
I could, right?
Just remote in.
But you just want to meet the person, right?
Right. Well, absolutely.
And what I also know, and this is again why we're having this conversation is I know that she didn't call me for no reason. Like this was a guy that went to Clear Choice and talked to them and. The money is, I don't want to say it's not an issue, but, you know, he's not coming in like sticker shocked,
right?
So this is a qualified person who is, you know, doing their due diligence. So I have that trust now that she's not going to ask me to come in to waste my time in a sense, right? So, So I think that's part of the process is you have to have the marketing or the expertise to attract patients. You have to have the people that can do the sales part of it, bringing the patient in, work them through the process, work them, you know, through the buying process. And then you have to have the clinical skills to be able to do that. But I think what's often lost in all of this is that you've got to create the schedule to be able to do this. And you know, I always say that the first step to doing 10 implants per month is to schedule 10 dedicated blocks for implants per month, you know. And so we schedule a day every month for hybrids. And if it doesn't fill, we know 4 weeks in advance that it doesn't fill. And then either I take the day off or we add other type of dentistry that I'm willing to do or wanting to do in there. So that's the first step.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Now, how long have you been doing? I know you've been talking about saving that like one day a month for it. How long have you been doing that now?
Probably three,
say about maybe almost 6 months.
Probably this year is when we really started dedicating a day a month. We've talked about it and we've always found a way to make it work, but now we're really dedicating, and it's multifold. One, my schedule, because I'm working, I'm working less. Okay. So my availability is at a premium now. So we have to block that stuff. Number two, I'm doing the cases in office with the anesthesiologist, so we have to block their time as well. And then number three is I need both assistants. So we have to juggle a lot of things. And while we can make it work on the fly, if we absolutely had to, it's not a good situation. So to get all these things working together and coming along, you know, that's a lot of coordination. So we have to know, like, for example, next year, our hybrid days are going to be Tuesdays, I believe. Tuesdays is going to be the day that I have both two of the three assistants, and then we can get the anesthesiologist, and we'll go ahead and book him 12 days for next year, and we'll give him 4 to 6 weeks notice if we can't use the day, 4 weeks notice if we can't use the day, and there we go. And so this year, it has been the year, because after COVID, I went 10 to 4. And then, you know, I've been taking, you know, some more time off, especially towards this latter half of the year between classes. The implant program takes more time now. So
I would say maybe the last few months that it's finally been successful. We're on those days that you have designated. So it takes time.
You know, the ego in me wants to say it's always successful. But
I would say it has. But no. Just explaining that it takes time for this to really settle in and start working.
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot of moving parts. And I think that's something that's lost on me and lost on the people working through this, is that it takes time. You know, there are a lot of moving parts. And there's a lot of moving people, you know, because to make it all happen, everybody has to be on board. You know, I'll give you an example. So now we have to start making some blocks for large cosmetic cases because I'm having to work on Monday. One of my Mondays off, I'm going in to do a 10-unit veneer case Monday the 11th, I think it is. It's the wax up I did this morning. And so to me, that tells me that couple of things. So the first question I had when Crystal came to me and said, hey, you know, we'd have to look into November, you know, 6-7 weeks out to see this patient. And she wants to be done by Thanksgiving. So when she gives us a deadline, we want to say yes to our patients, mm-hmm. Especially if it's realistic, and it's realistic. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I say is, am I really that booked out? And then my next question is am I booked out with the stuff I want to do? Mm-hmm. Right. And so to me, I'm always looking at why am I having to come in on my day off mm-hmm. to see a case? Right. And she's like, well, I don't have a 4-hour block to do this. I'm like, well, can I do it in 3 hours? She goes, well, I don't really have a 3-hour block mm-hmm. to do it. And so I didn't love that. And we need 4 hours because we're doing sedation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's all of that going on there. So, we need to get better about making sure that we have these blocks, mm-hmm. More blocks for bigger cases. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the priority scheduling is you develop a schedule mm-hmm. and then people never shift it or change it. Mm-hmm. And then as your caseload increases, your skill set increases, mm-hmm. your external marketing maybe increases or decreases, you have to adjust mm-hmm. and you have to be leading. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be ahead of right. I want you to be ahead of it yeah. versus being reactive. Yeah, I want you to be proactive about having the schedule, because at the end of the day, if you're really that far, if you're that busy and booked out, you can fill it. Mm-hmm. Like if I had half a day open next week, could I fill it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. So why aren't we like, and I've said this before, I would challenge us to start blocking a half an afternoon off mm-hmm. every week. And don't fill it till the week before. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe make it your Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then don't open that schedule up until Monday morning. And then you'll see how much great productivity stuff you can put in mm-hmm. to that afternoon. And that's really ultimately, to a certain degree, what priority and block scheduling is all about.
Right.
That was an awkward silence there.
That's okay. I was also going to say that seen, and I noticed this with implants as well. Like when I started our flow for like an implant consult, you were very involved.
Right.
And then eventually Megan started to do most of it by herself. You would still be involved, but she now had the routine and she knew the schedule and all yeah. of that. So that has been, and that's another thing, even just, you know, comparing to our schedule this week, the amount of implants that you do, you don't even second guess that flow anymore.
No.
And 3 years ago, that flow was a lot rockier.
Yeah, certainly the sales part of it right. was. You know, our clinical flow has been pretty steadfast for mm-hmm. 5-6 years, or maybe a little bit more. But the sales flow has definitely changed. And you're right. It's a great, I love some of these questions you're asking, because I don't sit down to see it from that mm-hmm. perspective. And for you, when you came in 3-4 years ago, you had zero perspective mm-hmm. and you've seen a change. And now being involved in 3D, mm-hmm. You know, you're seeing it a little bit differently mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, it's interesting to see that process. And part of it is what I've really loved is I've started to see Megan be able to almost predict what kind of cases, mm-hmm. what's a green light, what's a yellow light, what's mm-hmm. a red light, what's an immediate, not an immediate. You know, they're planning the cases for me. Mm-hmm. They're taking screenshots with their phones and texting them mm-hmm. to me if I'm not there. You know, they know every single time that we need a cone beam, we need a digital impression. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got all, you know, all these little things that we talk about. You know, they've got all of that, mm-hmm. and they're making it to where I can remotely do some of these diagnoses, and the patients are comfortable with that, which mm-hmm. is surprising. You know,
but it's the trust,
right? But that comes from. That comes from, you know, in my Dentistry Made Simple framework, that comes from the scale mm-hmm. component where you become an expert mm-hmm. and you develop a reputation that you're good right. at what you do. And then part of that is also having the team around you mm-hmm. that can convey that expertise. And, you know, when they can do your part for you mm-hmm. and so much of that comes, and we're getting there with Crystal too, mm-hmm. but so much of that comes from showing people. Mm-hmm. You know, showing them why am I doing this. And Megan, there'll be times where I'll stop with the patient and I'll say, let's pretend you're the patient. I'll say, Michelle, I'm going to show Megan what I'm seeing. So next time something like this comes up, she can see the same way I see. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say, Megan, you know, the reason I'm a little questioning of this, and I'll get very technical at that mm-hmm. point. And that's why I tell the patient so they can understand why I'm being technical. Mm-hmm. Megan, you see how we're seeing this right here. This is what I'm thinking. When I see something like this, I get a little worried about this, or I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm thinking about this option, or this is why this may be an immediate, may not mm-hmm. be an immediate. This is why it's a, you know, game time decision. Mm-hmm. And that level of coaching, you know, time after time, mm-hmm. Really is what gets us to that next right. step.
But it also shows the patient that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I don't
so
think
like
about it that way.
So it's like a double dip.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely, you're right. And patients, I've been, you're absolutely right. Patients have said, that was great for me to hear.
They're like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know what you said, but it sounded really right.
Or they're like, hey, I'm glad you're taking the time to
right.
to say that. And
you're very thorough.
Yeah, whatever it is, right? You know, but not verbal diarrhea.
Correct.
Right, and so... it's been working out great. And that's, you know, all of these things combined, mm-hmm. you know, it's having, you know, having the expertise and bringing in patients, mm-hmm. you know, having a sales process, which is what the boot camp is about, mm-hmm. which is about the patient experience, you know, from the diagnosis to the technology, to the financial menu, mm-hmm. you know, having that in place, to having the schedule in place to be able to fit these people in. You know, it's not unusual to look at our schedule and just have a big block that says MW, mm-hmm. you know, see Megan, right? In other words, that only person that scheduled that time mm-hmm. is Megan. And right. and I love seeing, in the beginning, I didn't love seeing that, but right. now I love seeing right. that. And I have this confidence that, you know what, it's not 80% of the time it's going to be great dentistry. Mm-hmm. Dentistry I enjoy doing.
Right.
Right. And there's going to be some times where it's going to be like, oh, well, we just got to fill it. Yeah. This patient didn't pan out or whatever. It's kind of like we had to reschedule a case for Katie this week mm-hmm. because she went and got a bone graft. The patient did. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to put a bite block in over the bone graft. Mm-hmm. And Megan's like, oh, I've got a patient I can put there, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's where all of this comes in. And what I try to tell patients, let's get you scheduled properly. Mm-hmm. And if something comes available, absolutely. We'll move you forward. And that's where priority scheduling is all about the dentistry you want to do. Like mm-hmm. my goal is to have one day of hybrids a month, mm-hmm. right? Not necessarily more. Mm-hmm. I'd rather, instead of doing two or three hybrid patients in 1 month, I'd rather have one every month mm-hmm. because it helps me get to right. that consistency that I want.
Right. But you have to have the abundance mentality
yeah.
not to freak out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've got to be willing to have dips.
Right.
Right? I've got to be willing to have not perfect mm-hmm. days. But
that makes it all worth it. And it's interesting hearing you talk about your consults with Megan and how smooth they are now. Mm-hmm. Because I remember 3 years ago, there were some rocky consults yeah. back then. But it's just learning how that flow of things, once you have the flow. And like you've said before, a lot of practices don't have a case acceptance problem. They have a diagnosis yeah. problem. And so now that you have someone that is literally in the office right now and can be your eyes and ears, now you're able to do so many more cases and so much more of the dentistry you want to do because the diagnosis is there.
Yeah. It's yeah.
But it's a priority for you, so now it's a priority for Megan.
What becomes important to me becomes important to others.
Exactly.
Right? And that's why I'm such a big believer in having a hybrid day for me mm-hmm. because they know it's important to
right.
me. And then my thing is that's a hybrid day. If I don't do a hybrid, I'm not coming to work. Mm-hmm. And so they know that's what we want there. It's mm-hmm. not some fad I'm going through, something that they can bend me on. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, even going back, because I've always been the person that, hey, we're not going to say no to people. You know, I didn't build my business by saying no to people.
Right.
We built our business by being available
right.
for patients. And now I have 90% confidence that if they're asking me to come in or asking me to bend my schedule, mm-hmm. that it's legitimately for something great.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And worth it's not a money thing.
Right.
Worth it is maybe it's, I just want to do more implants, mm-hmm. right? And I want to do.
They're helping you hit some type of goal.
Yeah. You know, remember, we you know, so it's money, time, satisfaction, mm-hmm. right? Time, treasure, talent. And right now I'm working on the talent side. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to utilize my talents. I think there's so many dentists that have so much talent and they're just not utilizing it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not available. You know, they're not.
I think they're just too busy and they don't see it.
They're too busy to make the time for the pain that it takes to get there, right? Okay. And I'm willing to go through that pain. Right. I'm willing to push, and I'm willing to make less or make more. I'm willing to, you know what, I'll make up. I'm going to be steadfast on this day, but I'll make up for it on a Thursday or whatever it may be. And it also comes, you know, and I keep saying this, it comes from financial flexibility. Mm-hmm. And that's not because I'm rich. I wasn't born with money. Yeah. That's because I've saved. You know, I've always paid my future first.
So what would you say to a dentist that doesn't have the financial flexibility? How do they navigate this?
Yeah, they start paying their future first.
Right.
You know, whether that's $100 a month or $500 a month, it's got to be a monthly number. You know, and I would tell you the same thing. Remember we had that conversation out there? You know, it's got to be a monthly number. Right. It can't be like, oh, I want to save $6,000 a year. It's got to be, I want to save right. $500 a month.
And you have to start today.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as trying to figure out your schedule. You can't go, in 6 months I want to do this. You have to start making a change today.
And I think you got to make it important to you. And what I mean by that specifically is it's got to be a little painful. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not painful, it's not important.
Right.
You know, there's got to be a little bit of pain. And whatever dollar amount, whatever's easy for you to save, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. It's got to make you have some pain. Mm-hmm. It's got to make you say, you know what, maybe I don't need to go out to eat.
Right.
Maybe I should be like T-Bone and not drink sodas and drinks when I go out to eat. It's got to be a little bit of pain.
Mm-hmm. A little fire under your butt.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Right. So that's enough for this week. Everybody, I want to thank you. If you could leave us a Google review or an iTunes review, that would be phenomenal. If we can help you, a 3D dentist, if you want to build your ideal schedule, there are two ways to do that. One, you can attend our 3D bootcamp, which is our patient journey case acceptance process program, or you can attend our 3D mastermind. The mastermind in the past has been for millennials, but it is now open to middle-aged dentists as well. People that are busy, you know, I should call it the busyness is the enemy mastermind, you know, because if you have busyness as an issue and you're not achieving the type of dentistry you want to do, then we can help you with that. And the mastermind is a great way to slow down, to speed up. So we appreciate your support and let's keep rocking and rolling. I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.